Captain Phillips is an action-adventure film showing how four heavily armed Somali pirates boarded the Maersk, Alabama. Most of the crew was locked in a safe room, but the captain was taken hostage, removed from the ship, and placed on board a lifeboat.
I don't know. I'm here with you.
Every crew, 1 minute, I kill all your friends. 1 minute.
It's an exciting story, but for John Flood, an FBI agent in charge of crisis negotiation, the mission was to cool tempers and introduce calm.
We'll slow the situation down, assure the pirates that nobody's there to hurt them. We want to resolve the situation peacefully, gather more intelligence.
His team contacted the University of Virginia Toxicology Division, for example, to find out how cot, a drug the pirates were using, would affect their emotional state. Flood didn't deal directly with the pirates. Instead, he counseled the captain of a U.S. destroyer who worked through a translator as he moved his craft into position between the pirates' boat and the shore more than 250 miles away.
You know, they had drawn an imaginary line in the water. They will not allow the vessel to go beyond that because our greatest fear, as was to the Navy and the upper levels of the U.S. government, was that if they had allowed Captain Phillips to get on shore, then you lose all control of it. He's going into a lawless country where there's no central government, and his fate is less certain.
They had also decided to take action if the hostage appeared to be in immediate danger. So when, after several days, one of the pirates pointed an AK-47 at Captain Phillips' back, a Navy SEAL sharpshooter killed three pirates. A fourth was taken prisoner. John Flood got the news at church.
I was at Easter Mass in my parish up in Stafford, and sitting in the pew, and the BlackBerry goes off, you know, and then they notified me that Captain Phillips had been rescued, and pastor lit up. He made an announcement to the congregation, so they were probably the first people to hear.
It was a happy ending for Flood, the kind of ending Hollywood loves. But he was frankly surprised when he learned that a major motion picture would be based on the incident.
Some of the writers came to talk to us. They wanted the backstory and what happened. So I actually kind of surprised us because we were sitting there going, well, you know, what's there to show? I mean, a guy bobbing around in a lifeboat out in the ocean with a bunch of pirates, so.
Then he heard Tom Hanks was at the helm and figured it could be big. But Flood has resisted the urge to see the movie. He'll wait till it's out on cable because, after all, he knows the real story and doubts he's even in the film. His character and his real-life role are, he says, too dull for showbiz. I'm Sandy Houseman.